Welcome to Coffee with the Sarlows. We are your hosts of the show, Karen and Kelly Sarlo. Whether you're struggling with grief or you just need answers, we connect you with spirit to find relief, clarity, and direction in life. We can help you move forward.
Good morning, Kelly.
Hi.
Okay, so to start this off, I have to say this is a heartwarming show.
Good, because I'm in a mood.
Oh, okay. But I'm saying it because last show was supposed to be a heartwarming show. It was the first show of the month of December. Typically, we run heartwarming shows in the month of December, and I screwed up big.
Yeah, you did.
So this is my makeup show, and I hope people are going to go, yeah, it's good.
We'll think about considering your apology.
Yes, I'm trying to redeem myself. So this session actually happened way back at the beginning of October. I put it away in my Coffee with the Sarlows file on the computer for this month of December. This was a group session, and it was over Zoom, cameras on, and it was five guys. And I'm going to say that I think that they were somewhere in their 20s, maybe early 30s. One of the guys organized the session for the entire group. Didn't explain to me why, just said they wanted a group session. And we started. And at the very beginning, the guy that organized it said to me, Karen, can you reach a guy for us named Kadrick? Now, I'm making up the name Kadrick, and I'm apologizing in case people hear it and go, ooh, ouch, it's Kedrick, or I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right.
It's your show.
It's my show?
If you want to pronounce Karen, it's your show.
Okay, thanks. I'm the boss of this, yeah. Or sort of, co-boss. So I'm going to say Kadrick. So at the very beginning, Kadrick says to me, Karen, I've passed over. He says, I died in a car accident. And he says, I didn't die immediately at the scene. He says, but it didn't go on for more than 24 hours. He says, but I was taken by ambulance to the hospital and I didn't die on scene. I died in the hospital and they did try to save my life. And he says, so that's my very first thing to say to confirm for them that it's me. And he says, I know you're looking for facts. And he says, and I also want to point out that I was married. And he says, and that I have a child. And he says, but my child is not with my wife. He says, I actually had a child in high school with a girlfriend. And he says, there's a couple of facts. And I know you want to start that way, so you can start off like that. Go ahead. Oh, and he says, and also you can say that my career is in the trades. And he says, and that's how I'm going to say it. And he says, and then I need you to listen to me. He says, one of my friends has a habit of asking questions about the one thing that could be missing. And it's his way of getting attention. Kadrick says, the group knows this. He knows this. We've spoken to him about it. It's a habit. We all understand where it comes from. None of us in this group have stellar parents. And he says, our relationship is the most important relationship to all of us. We solidly care about each other and we try to make our friendship a safe place for each of us to work out our shit. And he says, so he's going to say this and the group of guys he's going to say something about all of the stuff I've just said to you. He'll find a place to find a fact that you didn't give. So he says, so don't be offended.
Like you could give all the facts about this guy's lifetime.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And he says, but he's going to do that. And that's going to be his habit because he's stressed because I've passed. And he goes, and all the other guys are going to sit there and be dead quiet. And you're going to feel like, what the hell is happening? This is going to be as awkward as get out. But the guys are not creating awkwardness. They're trying to create safety for him. So that he can recognize what he's doing and kind of correct himself and not feel shame. And we've talked to him about this, that we're trying to create safety without him going into shame. Because he does, and then he over-apologizes or he explains himself and he goes, so I'm telling you all of this so that you can talk about this. And he goes, and there's a reason, because I'm Kadrick. He goes, and I'm the guy that brought this to everybody's attention and discussed this with him and tried to create this safe space. He says, I'm the guy that did this. So it's going to be perfect that it comes from me. So I said, okay. So I said, all right, let's start. I went through consent with all of his friends. And then I gave all that information. And this one guy in the group.
Well, I think, hang on, this is really cool for especially first-time listeners. The session hasn't started. You've got all this information and you're like, okay, time out, Kadrick. I need to do consent first and actually begin.
Right.
That's pretty badass. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I didn't even think of that. But yeah, because that's just the way every session goes, right? Thanks, Kelly. So I gave them the information. The one guy says to me, what trade? And that's the question. So that's where he focused on something and put that out there. And then I sat quietly to see if all the guys were going to be quiet, just like Kadrick said, or was there going to be a different reaction this time? Nope. Dead silence. And I just sat there and I said nothing. And I wasn't quite certain what to do because it did all play out. And I thought, okay, am I supposed to say what Kadrick said or am I supposed to just let it be? Thankfully, Kadrick says to me, you're doing a good job, Karen. Be silent. So I'm silent with everybody. And then after a little while, and it's not very long, Kelly, it's about 30 seconds. It's not 10 minutes of silence. Kadrick says, okay, now step in and say, Kadrick is not offering the trade. He's saying that everybody's quiet and please explain to him what I said to you. And I went, sure. So I did exactly that and I didn't say what trade. Well, also because Kadrick won't tell me what trade he was in. And I said what Kadrick told me, that this was his personality. This is what he did for this group and that we were being quiet so as not to create shame and that this guy could realize what he did and move through it. And then the guy says to me that said what trade, he goes, oh God, that's Kadrick. He goes, you've got Kadrick like this. And then he just kind of puts his hands like this and he goes, oh man. And everybody, wait a minute. Kadrick even told you to say freaking nothing so I wouldn't be shamed. And I went, yes. And he went, dude. But he's calling me dude. Mm. He goes, dude, that is so Kadrick. Like he goes, wow. He goes, this is like Kadrick's back in the group and we're together again. Okay. And he just breathes. You can hear him breathing. And I look in the camera to look at some of the other guys and some of them are like, just like wiping a tear. Some of them aren't. They're just sitting there and it's a really comfortable silence. And I have to say, Kelly, what a beautiful, comfortable silence it is. Mm-hmm. This is truly what we call a healing silence and giving people time. It was just absolutely beautiful. And I was so grateful that Kadrick explained all of it to me so that I could sit in that and be part of that energy and not change the energy. Then Kadrick says to me, okay, let's keep rolling. He goes, I want you to tell the guys that I have dogs on earth. And he says, so that's just a great validation. They know I have dogs and that my dogs are still alive. They're with my family, with my parents. It's good. And he says, but I want to tell them that I found my dog from childhood that died. And I said, well, wait a minute. Will they all know that? And he goes, oh yeah, we've been friends that long, Karen. He goes, we've been friends like since elementary, the beginning of elementary. They totally know that I have this dog. They knew this dog. I just want them to know that I found this dog and that there's still dogs on earth and that I'm still around them too. That would make sense because I love my dogs. And he goes, so we're kind of hitting them up on both sides and I'm trying to make a point that I'm in both spaces and places at the same time. And they're a smart bunch of guys. They're going to get this. They piece things together. So I said, okay. So I told the whole group of guys, and boy, Kelly, was there ever a lot of happiness. You could just feel it, the energy amongst all of the men. Then Kadrick says to me, can we talk to one of my friends? He says, the way I'm going to identify him is that cheers. And he shows me a glass, like a wine glass. And he's all, Katrick's all dressed up in a suit. And he says, I went to his wedding. Like this. He says, so I just want to confirm, cheers. Like that. So I said, well, I said, now Katrick's telling me, and I said, I should explain that he shows up in a suit with a glass of wine. And I said that he's toasting one of you. And I said, but he doesn't tell me which one of you he's toasting. And he says that one of you just got married. And one of the guys in the group goes, only one of us got married. He goes, that's not a problem. He goes, it's not like two of us got married and we have to try and figure out which one of us. He goes, that's an easy thing to place, Karen. Thank you. It's me. He says, you're telling me he went to my wedding. He was thrilled. And you can see in the reactions in all of the different cameras as I'm just scanning the group that every one of them is having a lovely reaction. And that there is talk that you can see some of them are making little comments, but I really don't know what they were because I was staying so focused on what Kadrick was trying to say to different guys in the group. So then Kadrick says, okay, moving on. He says, he didn't wear a condom. And I'm like, am I supposed to say that? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, just that? Like, really? And Kadrick goes, yeah. And I was so uncomfortable with this message. But I said, he says that you didn't wear a condom.
And this is random. So, sorry.
To the guy that got married. We're still talking to the same guy. I'm sorry. Thank you for clarifying, Kelly. I'm still addressing the guy that said that he said just got married. Mm-hmm. And I said, so he's saying to you that you didn't wear a condom. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's true. He goes, okay. He goes, what? Wait a minute. Oh, he goes, is Kadrick freaking telling me something? He goes, this is a message without you saying it out loud. He goes, oh boy. And Kadrick goes, no, it's a girl. Like this. And I said, Kadrick says, because now I'm just really trying to stick to the channeling. No, it's a girl. And he goes, what? I didn't say it was a girl or a boy. And I said, you said, oh boy. And he goes, no, I didn't. And I went, yes, you said, oh boy. He goes, yeah, but that's just an expression, oh boy. And all the other guys are starting to chuckle in the group, but he's not. And he goes, oh my God. He goes, he's telling me it's a girl. And then Kadrick says to me too.
He's announcing that he's pregnant.
Yes. And he goes too. And then he goes, I said, he's saying two. And this man says to me, oh man. He goes, wait a minute. He goes, that is actually possible. He goes, look it. He goes, there are twins in my wife's family and in my family. And he says, and my wife and I have actually been together for years. We did just get married, but we've been on fertility drugs for years. He goes, so you're saying that Kadrick is saying this, and he goes, oh boy, he goes, I don't know if I should tell my wife or not. Like this. He goes, all right. He goes, okay, guys, we're just going to not say anything, right? We're going to let me handle this. And he goes, okay, you tell Kadrick, thanks for the heads up, and we'll see if he's right. Like this. And he goes, and honestly, fingers crossed.
About which one?
He wants to be right, as far as I could tell.
Cool.
Fingers crossed. They've been on fertility drugs. They just got married. This is in the plan.
Twins are a different ballgame.
Twins? Yeah, I don't know about that piece. I'm just going to go with that. I think he actually wanted them to be expecting. Mm-hmm. And that was that. That was that piece. Then Kadrick says to me, okay, moving on. I want to go to another friend. And I want to say that one of my friends wants to know about his career. And he says, I want to tell him that the next step is fire. And I'm like, that's it? And he goes, yeah, just say fire.
That's a big message.
Yeah, but I didn't get the context of it. And I was like, okay. I said, is he going to have questions? And he goes, well, if there's a chit chat about it, he says, I'll help.
Thanks.
So yeah. So I said, okay, that's good to know. So I gave them that message. And one of the guys says to me, okay, he says, I'm Marcus. He says, I'm the guy.
Which you've made up.
Right. Which I've made up. Thanks,
you
Kelly.
You just say it with such confidence that I believe the guy's name's Marcus. And I'm reminding people that, like, you've decided to rename these people.
Yes, okay. Always.
So Marcus, he's going into fire.
Yeah, every podcast. Okay, so then Marcus says to me, he's saying for me to go into fire. He says, can I explain this? He says, my friends will understand it. He says, but you don't. And I said, sure. He goes, well, he says, I work in the mines. And he says, I work down in the mines. I'm not in office. And he says, I was just asked if I wanted to be considered for promotions. Or if I want to stay in the position that I'm in, because I make great freaking money. And he goes, it makes sense. A lot of the guys don't want to move out of the jobs. And he says, and a lot of them don't want fire. But I was approached recently and said, do you want fire? It's the next step. And that's to be trained so that I can work and be one of the first teams to a fire. And he says, we do call the city fire department. But sometimes we have to be the first group to the scene, because by the time they get to the mine, and sometimes by the time they get to whatever space it is in the mine, we have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. So he says, so we have our own fire crews, but we're not real firemen. We're called volunteer firemen. And he says, so I was asked to consider that. And he says, and I've been hemming and hawing over whether I want to do it, because I actually don't want to be pegged for that. And some guys get pegged for it and they have to do it for the rest of their career, because not enough of us will do it. But I don't want to do it for the rest of my life. Kadra comes in and says, you don't have to. And as a matter of fact, you're not being considered that you're going to stay in fire. They want you in management. But fire is one of the steps to get into management, because if people go and skip fire, the dudes are mad. The people in the mine are mad, mm-hmm. that they didn't go through the steps. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be in fire. So take it, because they're going to train you, but you're going to go right into management really quick. And Marcus says to me, thank you for telling me that. That will remove all my stress that I'm actually going to spend time fighting fires. So he says, thank you, Kadrick, so much. He says, I'm going to say yes to this. He says, I'm going to go get my credentials, and then I'm going to go right in and start applying for some of the management positions. He says, thank you so much, Kadrick. Thanks, Karen. He says, this is great. Then Kadrick says, okay, we got to move on again. He says, I want to talk to another friend. He says, I want to go to Benjamin. This is the first time he tells me one of the guy's names. And he says, we call him Ben. He says, and I just want to say to Ben that he's doing self-development. And he says, what I want to say too is that he's having issues with depression. And I want to tell him two things. One, it's his nutrition. He goes, the depression is directly related to some of the foods that he's eating. He has food sensitivities. Every guy in the group is going to go, duh. Because we all can see it in him, but Ben won't do anything about it. So tell him he has to see a nutritionist. And he says, secondly, he says, he's doing self-development and he's going to be like the next Kadrick of the group, because it's what I like doing. I liked sharing videos with the guys. I liked saying, this is what this is. If somebody had a little problem, he says, I like going off and researching it and coming back. And he says, Ben is doing the same thing. And he says, he's kind of like in my footsteps because he feels somebody needs to be, but it's actually going to help him with his own depression. And eventually it's going to lead to the fact that he wants a career as a counselor. And all of these steps are going to mean that someday when he's a therapist, that he's going to sit back and say, thanks to Kadrick, because he died in an accident. And it's not like a great thing, but something good is going to come of this. And it's Ben. And he says, and I just want to like put it out there for him to say, go for it. And when you go to school and you take the courses, I want to go to school with you. He says, I want to be part of that.
I think that's so beautiful, because what you're talking about is a legacy, right?
Yeah.
And these are young dudes. So for Kadrick to just be himself in this group, for this group of men to provide space for each other to be themselves, someone looked to who Kadrick chose to be and said,
we need to fill this hole, because people who live purposeful lives leave holes, but they also leave legacies that people want to continue, right? And it makes us, it inspires us to want to step up and into their shoes, which I think is just phenomenal.
You explained that so beautifully, Kelly.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. And then the last guy, he says, okay. He says, I've got a buddy here. He says, you know which one, because he's the only one we haven't talked to yet. And he says, I want to say that I know that his sister has a new partner. And I want to say it's a woman. And I want to say this is the best damn partner she's ever picked. And that I'm so happy for her. And I know his sister. We all grew up together. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay. He goes, tell him that. Just go ahead. Say all of that. Okay. So I tell this guy, okay, this is what he wants to say to you. And all the guys start laughing. Oh my God, Kelly, they all start chuckling. And I'm like, oh, I totally missed something. Kadrick has not told me something clearly because they're all laughing. And the guy says to me, okay, you're the only one that's not in on this joke, Karen. So I'm going to explain this to you. My sister does have a new partner. It is a woman, and we love her. She's fabulous. We all know her. She's excellent. We're all thrilled for my sister. Guess who was the last dude my sister dated?
I wondered.
Yes. And I said, oh, it's got to be Kadrick. Like this. And he goes, uh-huh. And we all didn't like Kadrick with my sister.
Right.
We didn't like who Kadrick became, and we didn't like who my sister became. Mm-hmm. So the whole group of us was like, when is this going to freaking end? And she's going to move on. And finally, my sister dumped him and moved on. And we were so grateful and said, Kadrick, you were not good with my sister. Get over it and move on. You are a shit show together. We love both of you. Mm-hmm. But since Kadrick has passed, his sister has found this new partner. And Kadrick wanted to say to the guys, I got it. I got the message. I understand. I'm happy for her. This is great. And then the guy says to me, can you tell Kadrick something? And I said, well, you are directly. You're talking to him right now. He says, I'm going to tell my sister because she's going to be so happy to know that Kadrick is happy for her with her new partner. He goes, I just am so happy to hear Kadrick knows and that he's so happy. And Karen, she's going to be relieved. Mm-hmm. She's going to be so happy to know that he knows and that he approves. This is the best message he could have given me. He goes, I'm really happy to go home and to tell my sister this. Then Kadrick says to me, okay, I've gone through all five guys. He goes, now, he says, I want to say one thing because we're also running out of time. He says, Karen, he says, I want you to look right into the camera. I want you to tell them that I'm looking at every single one of them. They're my bros. And I want you to say, friends first. And I'm like, okay, is that significant? And am I supposed to know this? And he goes, well, we always said friends first. And he says, frequently, sometimes ad nauseum over things. But he says, we said it specifically when somebody was going through something hard because we all had parents that really were not there for us in a variety of ways. Some where it just wasn't their fault because they were off at work and they had jobs. That's just how life was. Some because they made shitty life decisions and they weren't there for us. And he said, so we decided friends first and that we would always choose each other over the shit that was going on in our families. Because we were creating family for each other. And especially in our 20s, as we got jobs, we got married. Some of us have kids. And he says, we were all creating our own families, but we were saying friends first, meaning that even if our wife or our kid had a problem, if one of the dudes had a problem, our wives knew friends first, you go to your brothers. Because we had each other.
But it also means that when your wives or your kids do have issues, that the friends come in and support them too.
Yes.
So that is inclusive when you say friends first.
That's exactly.
They're all each other's first responders.
Yes. their uncles to their kids. Like you said it, the whole thing about that this was their first primary family and that they chose it because they were all getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah. So he goes.
We all accept your apology.
Thanks. So I said that at the end on, I just want to end the podcast by saying every single guy was crying. Every single guy was just thanking me, saying, okay, can we come back? Can we do a group session again? We were worried a little bit at the beginning that if we didn't see you in person, this wasn't going to be a good group session. And he said, my God, Karen, I don't know why we thought that. It was about the messages. And he goes, and we kind of talked like, will there be a feel to it or not? Will we really feel Kadrick? And he goes,
I have FOMO. You want to talk if there's a feel to it? I have FOMO that I wasn't a part of this dude's group. If they're getting together again, I want to come.
Oh my God. So mission accomplished, I think, what I'm understanding on many levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Coffee with the Sarlows. If you enjoyed the show today, help spread the love with a like, share, or review of the podcast. See you next Saturday with a brand new episode.